The Rama writes that it's best that a woman not make Havdalah herself, but should she be Yotze from a man? So what's Pshat in the Rama? Because in general, there's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam versus the Bali Tosfos, Svardim Machaba Rama, Svardim Ashkenaz. In general, whether women, everyone agrees it's a Mishnah in Kedushin, women are exempt from mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Women are not obligated in time-oriented mitzvahs. The question is, can they volunteer them? So everyone agrees, just about, it depends on the mitzvah, but generally speaking, assuming there's no other problem, a woman can volunteer a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. She could sit in the sukkah. She could hear the shofar. The question is, can she also make a bracha? So that's where the debate is. So the Rambam seems to say no bracha. The Bali Tosfos say yes. So that's the psak of the Mechaber, the Svarim, no bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. And the Rama goes, the Rama is the minhag Ashkenaz, we do. So that's the general machokes Mechaber Rama. So in general, the Mechaber says, Havdalah Pashtis is a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So therefore, according to the Mechaber, a woman should make Havdalah. But Pashtis, according to the Rama, why not? So that's why, so what's the chiddush of the Rama? Why does the Rama say best not to? Like, why should Havdalah be different than the general rule that normally, so it's good so she's exempt from Havdalah. But what could you make a bracha? So that whether a woman's exempt in Havdalah, it actually is a machokas rishonim in its own right there, because the Gemara says in Brachas, Chaf Amud Beis, Nashim Chayavas B'Kiddush Hayom Tvart. A woman is chayav in Kiddush on Shabbat. It's a classic mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So the Gemara says, because we have two, it talks about the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisrael, Veschanan, Zorcha Vishama, Kosher Yeshnu Bishmira, Yeshnu Bizachira. So, it's true, it's Zman Grama, but since whoever is Chayiv in the negative, we have Chayiv in the positive. So therefore, that's Kiddush. So the Rambam has a Kiddush, or whether it's a Kiddush or not, he says it, that Havdalah is also Daraisa, or based on Zohar Vishomar. That just like Zohar is, it's like Kiddush, you bring in Shabbos with Shevach, Havdalah you leave it with Shevach, Divrei Shevach. So it's bookends according to the Rambam. Ironically, so according to the Rambam, woman achayev, so maybe, so even if you, so this could be nothing to do with the issue. If your woman achayev in Havdalah, so she makes Havdalah. It's only, however, according to other Rishonim, then no, it only applies to Shabbos. Havdalah is a separate source based on a pasuk in Shmini. Havdil ben HaKodesh Yoko, or I don't have the exact pasuk in front of me. So you learn it from a different source. That's as if you assume it's Daraisa at all. And maybe they're only Chayev Midrabanan. So, but according to the Rambam, if that's the source, then women should be Chayev. But according to us, the Rama, we don't assume, no, so we assume Havdalah, even if it's a mitzvah in a Torah, which is a debate, but it's certainly, it's not connected to kosher yeshnu b'shmira. So therefore, we bin Yashkin as Paskin, women are putter. So if the putter, but so what? What's wrong with being putter? In general, women make their own bracha and a luav and esrog. You know, Sfira Omer is a separate debate because you're going to make 49 brachas, but there, again, yesh v'yesh, but there's minhagim that women make Sfira Omer. We're not concerned, they're going to forget. So the general rule is Ashkenaz, we make brachas. So why is Havdalah an exception to the rule? So Havdalah's exception to the rule, that's a machlokes, Magen Avraham and Taz. And others, When do we say the exemption from mitzvah asei shazman grama? Or when do I say one can volunteer, even with a bracha, on a mitzvah asei shazman grama? That's when it's a mitzvah sheyesh bo maisa. It's I'm shaking the dalad minim. Someone's pulling the chauffeur. There's like a maisa mitzvah attached, sitting in the sukkah. So even though usually the woman, actually, you know, usually anyway, listening to a man, so let's leave shofar out of it for now. Let's say sukkah, let's say lulav. So you're doing a maisa mitzvah. So then you can make a bracha. But something which is purely a bracha, so then the Magen Avraham says one does not, women do not volunteer with a bracha. In fact, that's also they discuss, that's why perhaps the meaning is for women not to do Kiddush Levana, because it's only a bracha. So nevertheless, that's the Magen Avraham, and the Taz has a different reason. It's a trei drabanan. He says Avdolah is only drabanan, and Avdolah is only drabanan, and so therefore, the whole mitzvah, when do we say a woman volunteer on Zman Grama? When it's a deraisa. When it's Zman Grama, Drabana, and their example, which is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Brachas Tavchav. But that's what the Taz says. So the women are only volunteer on the Zman Grama, which is a deraisa, but it's drabanan, so you don't. We know, which has a lot of ramifications. If that's true, then maybe women are exempt. According to that, then women should be exempt from Kiddush, Shabbos morning. But it's clearly only drabanan. And in fact, it is a machok, as we've shown in Rambam Raive, whether, and it's a further, whether there is a kind of a Kiddush period, Shabbos morning. But either way, so getting back, so the general klal is, women make a bracha on a mitzvah asei shazman grama. So it's a machlokes rishonim, achronim, svarim, ashkenaz. Generally, women do not make brachas on zman grama, and Ashkenaz women do. And so why is Avdol an exception? The Ramas is not to, either because it's only in the form of a bracha, or as the Taz says, because it's drabanan. However, the halach is, bottom line is that if a woman can't find a man to do it, so then according to many poskim, then she should make her own havdalah, saying basically that she is chayev.